Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back. We are live. It is the Wednesday edition, January the 3rd. It is a new day. It is a new year. It is a new opportunity. But I think one of the central questions is, who's going to be on the who's who list of 2024? And, of course, by that I mean the Epstein list. It's not a list you want to be who's who on, but we might hear about this list here pretty soon. So I don't know, being the who's who of 2023 might be a little bit better than being who's who on 2024. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. Glad to be with you, of course. And we have so many things to talk about. Good morning to everybody listening to us on AM 860 The Answer, our home station in Tampa, Florida. Also, welcome to everybody listening on AM 930 and also everyone listening along the GCN network. Good morning to everybody at GCN, by the way, working hard for the show. Really appreciate everything that you're doing. And wherever you're listening from, however you're picking us up this morning, we want to give you a great big New Year's welcome. We hope that you had a great New Year's and a safe New Year's. And, of course, so we're looking ahead to 2024. I think it's going to be bright. I think it's going to be positive. It's going to be what we make of it. And, of course, this next election is absolutely going to be crucial. If you'd like to head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, you're invited to do that. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, we've already heard from Richard the Marine. We've also heard from Wally this morning as well. And thanks once again to Dan in South Carolina for your great message. We appreciate that so very much as well. Well, without further ado, let's head on over to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we talked a little bit about the Houthis and what's happening in Yemen, the Iran-backed Houthis. But certainly this is not going to go away anytime soon because they're talking about this, you know, escalation that the Americans are doing. It didn't look like an American escalation to me, but if you have Maersk pulling out, just to sort of finish up this topic we started on the other side of the break, if you have this heating up and you have shipping companies saying that they're going to stay out of the Red Sea, I mean, this can't go on indefinitely.
Well, again, it'd be real interesting to see what the real rules of engagement are that have been provided or laid upon the U.S. Navy. Meanwhile, the Mossad had a sophisticated drone operation that hit an apartment building in Beirut and took out, I think, 6, maybe it was 8 Hamas leaders that were had a safe haven in this apartment building in Beirut. So, interestingly enough, it looks like they have upped, the Mossad and Israel, have upped their game on intelligence. And some are making the comparison they got better intelligence, Israel, in Beirut than they do in Gaza. Well, I'm not so sure about that because I think Gaza, you know, I mean, there's no way that you can find every single tunnel that there is and where all the militant factions are in Gaza and who they are. But they were able to take out the planners in Beirut. So a hat tip to Israel for doing that. The United States was real quick to say that the United States had nothing to do with that operation. See what I'm saying?
Sure.
They don't want any fingerprints on anything. But Al-Aruri is the chief deputy of Hamas, and he was killed in that while actually going to his car. So there was, a couple of drone strikes on this building. So hat tip to Israel.
Well, that's right. They've been trying to get that one person that you just mentioned. They've been trying to get him for years, even before the attack on October 7th.
Yeah, so they upped their game, and I give them a round of applause for that one.
Well, indeed. Well, turning to some of the politics, of course, Trump is appealing this Maine decision to try to kick him off the ballot. Obviously, this all is going to be based on what the Supreme Court ultimately says. But in the meantime, are there going to be more bandwagon efforts on this? I think California already said it's not going to ban Trump, basically.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, in Maine, that decision was done by their Secretary of State. But in California, that decision was also done by the California Secretary of State. So, as I said a couple weeks ago, or, you know, before we went on the break, don't these Secretaries of State talk to each other?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right. You know, don't we have some lawyers that are involved before they make some of these decisions? I mean, you know, so it's nutty, but... the other thing on the domestic front is that Claudine Gay did, in fact, resign. They apparently, Harvard, which has a corporation to it, by the way, asked her for her resignation, which she did tender yesterday. Fascinatingly enough, though, she blamed it on racism. She didn't have it. And the threats that she was getting and, this and the that's and... You know, whatever. Well, you know, Harvard actually knew about her plagiarism a year ago. So I would have to argue exactly who is part of the hiring board that put her in there in the first place. You know, did they not do their due diligence? Well, the answer to that is no. So she was a checkmark hire. And so this checkmark hire just took the prestige of Harvard down many notches, and rightly so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is going to be a watershed time for these particular kinds of, like, the Ivy Leagues and so forth, these big, huge, universities. And, yeah, you're right. And, of course, the plagiarism, well, you know, yeah, it's all about racism. No, it's about plagiarism and handling this all very poorly and so forth. Well,
she did, but she also she's staying on as a professor and keeps her $900,000 a year salary.
Yeah, good gig if you can get it, I guess. Oh, well. Folks, stay right there. Denise Simon coming right back with us. Kyle Warren with you. Wednesday edition. We keep on rolling.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Alright, welcome back everybody. Kyle Warren with you. That one gets me every time. And we are continuing through the Wednesday edition of the program. We're back. We're live. We hope that you had a great New Year's break. And we're hitting the ground running this morning, of course. And don't forget, if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, we're going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour. You can also send us a direct message. Simply go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message or if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon this morning. And again, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Good morning. And, well, I got to tell you, you know, we were just talking about the Harvard president now having to resign. But this has been a fiasco for so many of the other institutions, especially the ones that came up to testify on Capitol Hill. It's almost like, Denise, that they don't understand how to just say, yeah, it's wrong what some of these groups were saying, and we abhor that. I mean, how difficult would that be?
The interim president is just as bad as she, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not get too terribly excited here that she's gone, because there's many in line right behind her.
Well, but that's the mentality, right? That's what we're getting at here, is that there's this mentality, especially when you have on campus, you have these young people, and it's really sad because, you know, we're hearing more and more people say, well, Osama bin Laden wasn't so bad. You know, they're kind of pro-Hamas at this point. They're certainly anti-Israel. And it's as if they're not looking at, I mean, they're looking at the same world that we're looking at. It's just hard to believe.
Well, you know, when you can take any scandal, any event, and turn it upside down and twist it and manipulate it to some other, story. And that's precisely what they do. They're all saying now that, here's how the New York Times put it yesterday. I got this a little while ago. New York Times, the resignation of Harvard's president was a proxy victory for conservatives in the escalating ideological battle over higher education. What? I mean, talk about a petulant newspaper.
Well, that's what? Right. It's a proxy victory. I thought it was a victory for decent treatment of people and stop calling for genocide.
Well, I rest my case. Yeah. You see how they can take something and twist it?
No kidding. Because it's framed in that way. It's framed in the way that it's just a game, and now the conservatives got some points over here, but don't worry, they'll come back and they'll score another touchdown over here for the left, and it'll sort of balance out, and they'll win eventually.
Well, you mentioned at the top of the show, that the 150 or 70 names are to be released, dealing with Epstein, having a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And, of course, the first name that everybody is saying in there is Bill Clinton,
mm-hmm.
and rightly so. But wait till, the names are officially released and see how the left is going to twist that. That one's going to be fun to watch. But in all truth, two computers ago, I spent a couple of nights researching all things Jeffrey Epstein, and I came across his black book, and it was actually online, and cultivated it pretty carefully. A lot of names I just didn't know, but there are others that I did. And what's particularly fascinating is not everybody associated with Jeffrey Epstein was on the Lolita Express and headed to Sin Island. That's not the way it worked. And we tend to forget that Epstein had some connective tissue to CIA. And that's not nefarious either, I would argue. The CIA has an advisory board to people of huge wealth and power. And they have that advisory board for when those people of wealth and power travel abroad and meet with other people of wealth and power.
Mm-hmm.
And they try and say to them, these are the things we prefer that you not discuss. And during your travels, if you can bring up these particular topics, we would appreciate it. So there's a briefing before they travel, and there's a debriefing when they return. That's not, at least that's the way it used to be. For instance, I think we all remember Carly Fiorina. Remember she was the CEO of Hewlett Packard?
Yeah.
Well, you're selling printers to rogue countries, and you'd necessarily have to deal with rogue leaders and rogue companies and so forth and so on. So they're tasked with how to deal with those situations. Now, whether that still goes on today or not, I don't know. It was a good thing back when it was going on. And I would argue that some of the people that were in the Epstein circle, again, were not all nefarious relationships. Some did, of course, go that way. So I'm just trying to be fair here, because you're going to see, Prince Andrew's name in there. You're going to see Donald Trump's name in there. You're going to necessarily see Bill Gates' name in there. I mean, you're going to see many that we know. I think that release was supposed to happen yesterday, and people are still anticipating it's going to maybe happen today or this week. Something tells me that some of the people who fear that their names are going to be released in these documents have filed a petition saying, can you give us a 30-day grace period, because we may have to make some protection and safety precaution moves and decisions here
Right.
Once this comes out. So I don't think we're necessarily going to get these names this week, personally.
Well, you're right, because there's going to only be one thing, and that's total controversy once that list comes out, kind of no matter what. And and the dust, as you're talking about, you know, the dust will have to settle, but, you know, I think it's going to be a frenzy. That's for sure.
Well, it will, and it'll be interesting to see how the New York Times or the Washington Post, you know, how they all package it when they see how many times. I mean, it's pretty fascinating. Where are the pilots? Because the pilots know who they were carrying on these planes.
Right.
Remember, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. admitted that he was, you know, in that circle too. So.
Well, exactly. Yeah. His name will be on there. Well, speaking of other names or people that went abroad, looks like our old friend U.S. Senator Menendez is now.
There's another one.
Yeah. So there's some involvement now with Qatar, investments in Qatar, and often mention Qatar, Qatar, as it's also called. And that doesn't sound good, especially this has to do with.
Yeah, there's a superseding indictment. Taking it from beyond, including Egypt, which was the first one, but now it's Qatar. So let's make a comparison here, shall we? Because the Republicans in the House, under pressure from the Democrats, I might add, got rid of George Santos. Okay? He hadn't, you know, he's been charged, but he hasn't been found guilty of anything yet. But they decided, you know, on a vote, to expel him from the House of Representatives. But you know, that same little vote hasn't happened on the Senate side now, has it?
Mm-mm.
And this is not Senator Menendez's first rodeo. Because remember, it came up, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? very much the same thing. So this is his third round at this. But why is it that Chuck Schumer is not forcing a vote whether he stays in the Senate or not when they were all too happy to do that with George Santos?
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, there's still the political game at play, no doubt. And but yeah, Santos was a disaster, you know, walking disaster.
Well, so was Menendez.
So was Menendez, exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has to do, I think, too, with acting as like a foreign agent of some sort. And I mean, this is not good. I mean, you can't have U.S. senators.
A foreign agent.
Yeah.
Who else was a foreign agent? Well, you had a handful of people in the Biden crime family that were too.
No kidding. No kidding. Or over the influence and all the, I mean, this, the security nightmare is just that, a nightmare. Stay right there, Denise. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour break, folks. We're going to come right back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. It is Wednesday, and we're just having a grand old time. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Don't go to bed yet. We got way too much to do, way too much to talk about this morning. We're glad that you're up with us, though, of course, and we're glad to be with you bright and early. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And as we were saying, we're going to open up the phone lines here at the bottom of the hour for our good friend Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, folks, you know, head on over there to founderscode.com. Check out all the great articles and other materials that Denise Simon has to offer over there. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, well, we do have a caller who was holding on patiently, so let's find out what their question or comment is this morning. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, who has been waiting patiently. Good morning, Neil. Good morning. You're on the air with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Thank you again for giving me an opportunity to make a comment.
Sure.
Denise, I have a question for you specifically. 14th Amendment. Now, I studied it as a grad student many, many years ago. I need to get the paper, the hard copy, to read through it. That's Section 3, if I'm correct, and I missed Professor Dershowitz in his interview, but I believe the language in there is specific to Confederates of the Civil War. And I know there's a slogan out there. It's, a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But if the language is specific, I don't know how they can stretch that, you know, to indict President Trump. Have you read the section? Would you know?
I have not, but I do know what you're referring to. And it also, that section does not mention the word president. So I think he's making the case, and could be rightly so, making the case that there's an exclusion to that. It had nothing to do with being president.
Yeah, if you could, I don't know if you can stretch the statute, okay, to fit their narrative and their intentions, their purposes. I don't think it could. I think the Supreme Court would measure that against the guidelines and say, this just doesn't meet constitutional standards, whatever. But I do know, I do know there are three important clauses to the 14th Amendment. We've all heard them. Due process, privileges and immunities, and equal protection under the law. And if they move forward and try to indict the president or prevent him from being on the ballot, they're denying him due process. He's never been charged with a crime. You know,
it's just all opinion. It's just somebody's opinion or somebody's agenda.
Well,
somebody's opinion about the definition of, insurrection.
Right.
I don't even think it was an insurrection. I question if it was even a riot. I mean, you can't even say it was criminal trespassing, actually.
Right. Well, so what do you think, Denise?
The judges that are sitting on the court, most of them now are originalist. They go to the original spirit and text of the Constitution. They're not trying to make it into something that Justice Elena Sotomayor once said, that the Constitution is a living, breathing document. It's not. It is cast in stone. It's there and so forth. But I would say, interestingly enough, hold your horses here, because there's now actually a lawsuit against Congressman Scott Perry. I think he's from Pennsylvania, to keep him off the ballot, too, over the same thing, the insurrection clause. Okay?
Well, you know,
so it's going to go beyond that. And just, we're going to have to watch this one very carefully, Neil.
Indeed.
I don't need to interrupt you, but just one other
real quick,
comment. I'm comfortable with a narrow interpretation of the Constitution. That's the way it should be. Okay, there should not be this broad, expansive interpretation of the Constitution. Okay? A narrow, literal interpretation, the originalist.
Yes.
Originalist interpretation of the Constitution. Do I have time to make one other comment, something else about the Red Sea?
Sure. Just real quick.
All right, quickly. Little story. I was on vacation in Europe about 10 years ago. And I was in Gibraltar, Straits of Gibraltar, and I ran into a guy who was telling me he was a professional contract sniper. And I know he was working, for a couple of these merchant shipping companies.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time there was an outbreak of, hijacking cargo ships in the Mediterranean. The Barbary Pirates.
The Somalia Pirates, yes.
Somalia. Well, when they started to employ these contract snipers, and I know they weren't paying them in Bitcoin, all right? And I know they weren't drawing a paycheck, but I didn't ask him for any more details. I didn't want to get involved. But I'm sure he was making some pretty damn good money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think you need U.S. Navy gunboat diplomacy.
I don't either.
You put these guys to work, and, it's just target practice for them.
That's funny.
All I got to
say. Well, cool. Neil in Henderson, Nevada, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for the call. Denise.
Well, we tend to forget. Remember, we had the Navy SEALs. There was a movie made of it, right?
Right.
Taking out the Somali pirates, because it was such a big... It was what they actually referred to as a $2 million a year operation. you know, to hijack or pirate the, you know, the cargo ships. So, and that was in the Gulf of Aden. So, yeah, where are the Navy SEALs right about now? Oh, well, never mind.
Well, and they could clean house. All they have to do is get the order to do it. You know.
Well, that comes down to rules of engagement. And, you know, that has to be risk-averse. You know, that whole thing, we're risk-averse. We don't want to escalate anything.
Well, but, and you know, we always hear that. And we've even had callers ask about this, right? And this is, well, what does that even mean to truly escalate this? Does Iran feel so confident that you know, it, I mean, the U.S. can be risk averse, and that's one thing, but honestly, if it came down to brass tacks, right, we would decimate Iran if they tried to do something with this.
Well, a lot of pressure is coming out of the United Nations. Remember, Little Yemen is a country, just do a search on it, is in a humanitarian crisis. People are starving over there. People are this, people are that. And, you know, who's running the country? Well, it's a lawless country. It's ungoverned, except for the Houthis. And this goes all the way back to the Obama administration, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we're not fixing anything. Remember when Obama ordered a drone strike on a U.S. citizen in Yemen? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, we don't assassinate anybody. Oh, unless it's Obama. Now, that happened in 2017. And this cat that we killed was an American citizen from Arizona. And I think a couple days later, there was another drone strike that killed his son. Well, exactly who... How can Obama, you know, authorize something like that? So you can't tell me that, you know, we don't have these abilities. I mean, we knew where this cat was at the time. And, you know, we do this drone strike and assassinate a guy who I would say wasn't a militant. He was more of an al-Qaeda propagandist. I mean, he wasn't a fighter, an al-Qaeda fighter.
Well, but also, what's the one thing that the Biden administration really wants going into the election, and that is not to have some kind of escalating conflict in the Middle East.
Precisely. So yeah. It's all about politics, and the 120, you know, attacks on our American forces in Iraq in various bases. You know, you got Secretary Lloyd Austin saying, we will defend. We will defend? That's not defending.
No. And we don't want our people to get hurt first and then have to come up with some, weak sort of strike.
Stinks.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Stinks. That's exactly what it is. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, of course. Thanks again. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All right, folks. We're rolling along through the Wednesday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Coming right back with Chris Markowski. Stay right there.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life.
Great, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Little Billy Idol going on right there. I actually saw Billy Idol once at a actually for a television program, but he just came on. He had his band and they did their thing, and it was absolutely amazing. And Billy Idol still going strong out there. All right, welcome back. As we said, Kyle Warren with you, and of course we've reached the part of the program this morning where we love to welcome aboard, of course, our good friend Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can also hear Chris right here on our home station of AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday afternoons, again, right here on AM 860. Good morning, Chris, and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
All right. Well, it is definitely a new year, a new day, a new opportunity. And, of course, we now are going to have some new information from the Fed. Evidently, we're waiting for some of the minutes to come out from their December 12th through 13th meeting. And we're hearing some saying that, well, you know, we're going to see if they continue to look like they're sort of happy with where inflation is. And that means, of course, they might start cutting for real. Or if they say that, well, it's not really doing what it's supposed to do, then that could also be a message, but a message that people wouldn't want to hear about, maybe not cutting the rate so quickly. What do you think?
It's difficult to tell, and I think there's going to be a little bit of politics involved. We're already seeing that being brought to bear to some degree, regards to pressure from certain politicians and lowering rates into this year. It definitely would be a help to Joe Biden in his reelection chances. But I definitely see the Fed raising rates into this year. Again, you can parse these Fed minutes, slice them in a million different ways. It's all basically the same thing again and again and again. We've talked about this, the fact that, there's not much that the Fed can do in regard at this point in time, quite frankly, when it comes to the cost of everyday items. And, that's what's really weighing on everybody.
Well, sure. Well, we hear this magic number, 2%. Is that something that they're going to eventually sort of give up on or try to explain away to say, well, we're not going to get it to 2%? Is that basically, I've heard some people saying that's just unrealistic at this point.
Well, 2%, again, even when it was down, they said inflation was low at 2%. I wasn't buying that, quite frankly. I look at the things that people buy on an everyday basis. I also look at, whether it be healthcare, you take a look at education. There's a lot of things that, unfortunately, the inflation numbers, I wish they were weighted to some degree in a different way, actually show the cost of the living, for everyday Americans out there that it really doesn't, put out there that greater degree. So I never bought into the inflation numbers for a long time.
Well, indeed, and again, inflation in terms of people on the front lines, as it were. I mean, that's just the price of eggs and milk and groceries and gas and all this stuff, and it's very readily apparent to them when inflation is out of control or when it's coming down.
Supply chains. There's a lot of things that that have affected inflation, regulations. There's just so many things. I mean, we see stories about the cost of dishwashers and refrigerators and appliances going up. And again, that's government regulations that make those things go up. The Fed has nothing to do with that.
Right, exactly. And over on the commercial real estate front, we understand, of course, most commercial mortgages tend to be interest only, we understand. And a lot of times they try to, they plan to refinance these loans. But when the interest rates are much higher and they go to try to refinance the loans, they either can't qualify or there's not enough, to even service the new interest if they were able to do that. So in 2024, we understand there's about $117 billion worth of commercial real estate debt that could cause a lot of these building owners or buildings to either go belly up or go into receivership or what have you, because they're not going to be able to actually do the part of business that they're used to, and that is refinancing.
Well, again, I don't play in the real estate world, quite frankly. I think it's a lot of scams. And the tax code is very, very friendly to real estate developers and allows them to get away with murder. I talked about this on my podcast yesterday. A building in New York City that was built, completed in 1958, yet, still got a $700 million mortgage on it right now because, said, oh, we can get this much in rent off this. They take the money out. They try to develop more buildings. I mean, you're playing a game of dangerous game of Jenga, for crying out loud. Pulling out bricks, doing all this stuff, leveraging yourself to high heaven, and then everybody's worried that this stuff is going to collapse. Let it collapse. I could care less. I really could. In the same sense, all due respect, all the people out there that decided to buy four or five pre-construction condos leading into the Great Recession, trying to, get rich quick. Everything in life that is meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. And if you're going to take on this time or kind of risk and over-leveraging your building and trying to buy more and more and more, when it collapses, it collapses. And that's going to be any skin off my back. I could care less. And I wish more of these things did fall apart. They need to. The entire game of this over-leveraged nonsense to me is obscene.
Well, and some of these property owners, too, they look to refinance and they actually, quote-unquote, make income with that. you know, because they're able to, you know, their property is appreciated in value. They can sort of pocket the difference in many ways. And that's not going to happen anymore, at least from what I can tell, only because, you know, the landscape has changed so dramatically for office and office space and having even people come to work in large groups anymore.
Well, I don't feel bad for the property owners, and quite frankly, I don't feel bad for the banks. Who I end up feeling bad for is the taxpayers who end up having to foot the bill to bail out these banking institutions when they start going down. We watched that happen again this past year with the nonsense with Silicon Valley Bank and you know, Republic and all these other entities out there that went down because of the ridiculous loans that they made. You know, that's the problem. You know, quite frankly, you know, these, you know, you're just part of being involved with business, because if you're going to take on risk, you know, you know, take on reasonable risk. Risk should never lead to ruin. And that's what these guys do. And it's almost like they're counting on the taxpayers to help them out in the end.
I appreciate that phrase you just said. Risk should not lead to ruin. I think that's incredibly important. Well, talking about some ruin here in the time we have left, it looks like X, formerly known as Twitter, right? X, formerly known as Twitter, is now worth 71% less than when Elon Musk bought it. This, according to Fidelity, they've been estimating the value of X. You know, I mean, how low can this go, do you think?
Well, it doesn't matter. He owns it. It's not like it's traded. I mean, it's his company. I mean, he's doing what he wants. You know, it's like somebody goes out and buys a sports car or something like that. It depreciates when it comes off the lot, but you know, they're still enjoying the sports car. You know, he's laid off a majority of the workers, and he thinks it's a valuable property. It is still, as far as the concerned, it's still a big dog when it comes to, you know, social media, and a lot of attention is paid to X at this point in time. So, you know, we'll see what happens down the road. But, you know, again, you know, it's his money. So he wanted to buy it, so it's his.
Well, I think that's a very, very cool perspective on that. Now, you're right. I mean, whatever it was, he paid for it, the billions of dollars. It doesn't really matter in the end, you know, and he doesn't strike me as the kind of person who'll be shedding a tear over all that, because he's actually accomplishing, I guess, quote unquote, what he wanted to.
I mean, Elon Musk lives most of the time in an RV. But I mean, you know, he's an eccentric fella. You know, so it's something that he utilizes and he likes. I mean, God bless him if that's what he wants.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That is the website. You can check out your podcast there too, right?
Absolutely.
Very cool. And again, 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings right here on AM 860, 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday afternoons, again, right here on AM 860. Chris Markowski, take care. It's been cool talking with you, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're going to head up to the top of the hour right now. You're going to hear the top of the hour news, get updated on everything, and when we come back, we're going to continue through this Wednesday edition. It is January the 3rd. We are live. We are back. And we are raring to go. Hour number 4, just around the corner. Stay right there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.